The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to. Because there's no one else like him. It's Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Better believe it, we're in the 7 on a Thanksgiving week, Monday, the 23rd of November. In the next hour, historian Lou Paper, we're going to talk about the Kennedy assassination 57 years ago. The murder, the whack, the hit of Jack Kennedy. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather, 61 the high, 39 Tuesday, Wednesday, 53. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade will go on Wednesday. When you think we're talking so much conspiracy today, but the one that kicked it really was Jack Kennedy's murder and how all of that went on. In the meantime, I'm a huge fan. Please say good morning. Professor Winfield Riley returns. Thank you for doing this, sir. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome back to Denver.
Of course, happy Thanksgiving to you. Glad to be on the air.
I don't even want to start, but we'll begin. What are we watching happen? The jettisoning or the getting rid of, and this is interesting to watch the legal elite power team, and Giuliani and Jenna Ellis got rid of Sidney Powell, and the other man who was going to bring home the bacon, Lynn Wood in Georgia, that got kicked out on Friday. Professor, what are we watching happen?
I think we're watching a lot of things go on the legal side. So there really are two different perspectives to take on this. I've been talking with my friends about the situation, and the general consensus is if you ask, do you think that something sketchy could have happened, probably did happen in Philadelphia or Detroit when they block off the windows of one of the polling places and poll workers, because of COVID rules, are standing 25 feet away in a gated enclosure? Yes, of course.
I read that case over the weekend. The judge, who was a Republican, found that both sides, the Trump people and the Biden people, were treated equally. And yeah, I don't mean to play this game, but I'm fed up with how people are reacting. The judge, who is a Republican, found that poll watchers from both parties were treated equally the same.
That was actually going to be the second part of what I was going to say. First of all, I don't find that entirely convincing in that you're talking about 85-90% Democratic cities. So, I mean, there's the famous old line, both the rich and the poor were forbidden from sleeping on the streets and stealing bread. I mean, obviously, that would have more of an effect on the GOP watchers for a conservative president. But the second part of what I was going to say is there's a difference between these kind of rumors of, you know, how they play ball in Philly or, you know, West Virginia, for that matter, if you're coming from the left side, and actually having proof. And the reason that Powell and Lynn were jettisoned from the Trump team is the perception that they're saying crazy stuff.
Wood, servers. You know, Wood wasn't really on the elite team. He wasn't.
Powell certainly was.
But he wasn't. He was the second coming on his own.
Yeah, and this is a problem. I've been obviously at a lower level than this. I've never represented the president or anything, but I've been part of kind of teams in fairly serious business that are trying to do something casually together across a couple different firms. The problem with that is, unless you have some kind of contract, what's the affiliation here in practice? If someone finds something important, are they going to keep it? Are they going to share it with the team? What do you do if someone messes up? As a leader, my style has been to always accept that as blame for me, but not everyone does that. So, I mean, what happened with Sidney Powell? Powell was never a formal member of Trump's legal team, as I understand the contract.
I thought she was. I thought Donald Trump introducing them called them the strike force.
That's the thing. Yeah, Trump, however, multiple times has said Sidney Powell is one of my best. Did you see his tweet? Top lawyers, including Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani. So the situation here is complex. My perspective on it is that even from Trump's perspective, Sidney Powell was saying some nutty stuff, and she had to go. But his CYA technique, which is, you know, this is never someone that had close affiliation with me, that, again, is now being mocked online, where people are pulling up tweets where he says Powell and Giuliani, the press conference, mostly out of context. Basically, in one sentence, did sketchy stuff go on during the election? Of course, they found more than 5,000 votes in Georgia. What the hell? That's point one. Two, has Trump demonstrated enough switched votes, quite enough switched votes to swing the election? No, he hasn't. And a lot of the people that were on kind of this uncontracted strike force he put together said things that turned out not to be true. Like, we've seen servers full of votes in, where was it, Germany, Austria? That didn't happen. And as a result of that, you're now, what you're seeing the mainstream media try to do is present this whole idea as stupid, QAnon, boomer nonsense. And they're ignoring some legitimate claims to do that, but it becomes much easier to do that when you have some of the things that are being said that were in fact said. And that combines with things like, well, what was up with Four Seasons Landscaping?
You know, Winfrey Riley's with us. I'm a huge Trump supporter. I wanted Trump to win. But when I watched the press conference, not once but twice, and I was made notes, they wove together Hugo Chavez, the PRC, Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, Soros, ballots arriving in trucks, people crossing out of New Jersey into Philly and voting, hack judges, vote counting. And I, like you said moments ago, honest to God, Professor, not that I'm any good, but I can't find how computers were counting votes in Germany and Spain. I can't find that. I mean, it's we're going to talk about Kennedy, which is, I think, is the original, although there's been conspiracy theories about everything. But, you know, it's and I think from what I'm reading this morning is that Powell's theories proved too much even for the Trump team. And according to reports I'm reading this morning, that they were the ones who said, and Jenna Ellis, who we know, Jenna Ellis is the one who jettisoned on behalf of, you know, it's, you know, you can't keep that up. And then she accused the governor of Georgia being on the take. And
that's why she got.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. And then Georgia, the Secretary of State, certifies the election for Joe. And now they're hurting the Republicans in Georgia. I mean, when she claimed, well, the Republican governor of Georgia is on the take. Man, come on.
Yeah, this is not how you play the game. I mean, so the whole damn election is going to come down to these two Senate races in Georgia. I mean, political prognosticators, including myself, have noted since, I mean, an hour after the election results, quote unquote, came in, that this is probably more important than the presidential contest. If the Republicans win the two down ballot Georgia senatorial races, what you have is a 52-48, actually, even more of an advantage, Senate deadlocked and headed up by Mitch McConnell in the last term of his career. I mean, if you're a Republican, that's a good thing. The hope is that Trump has not screwed up those races. The nightmare, of course, would be that Trump says the governor's a hack. He says there's no reason to support when members of this team have frankly called Rhino Republicans. Mm-hmm. The Republicans lose those two seats. And then you have a 50-50 Senate under President Joe Biden with Kamala Harris holding all the cards.
That's right.
Yeah, so this gets into, very bluntly, this gets into leadership. I liked a lot of the things that Trump did. But this is absurdly bad leadership if it is what it is presented as being, if this is him rather than his team making these calls and so on. I mean, to say the governor of the state we need to win is a hack.
Yes.
And the candidates on the ballot are rhinos you shouldn't vote for.
Yes.
When there are only two races that decide the next 4 to 6 years is remarkable.
I said that, and we were talking about this morning. Winfrey Riley's with us. I'm a huge fan. He comes on a radio show. And we had a Senate race here that was laughable. An idiot by the name of Cory Gardner, and he put up no fight. And John Hickenlooper, who it's like stepping on baby chicks for John Hickenlooper to win. But and now we're all supposed to forget about the Senate seat in Colorado, move on to Georgia. But Donald Trump is, what do they call it, poisoning the water.
Yeah. So when you get, when you pick a leader, when you pick someone in that position, you get their positives and their negatives. The reason, by the way, I will say this, I have a lot of sympathy. I mean, I myself am a black dude from a big city, by the way, but I have a lot of sympathy with people. I live in coal country right now that feel they've been abandoned. They're, you know, they're living in, you know, typical housing or worse, but they're constantly told about their privilege and all the, all this sort of nonsense. People elected Trump because he was a counterpuncher.
Agreed.
They thought that when the New York Times ran a full-page editorial, Trump would buy an ad in USA Today and respond. This guy's a billionaire. I get that. But the, and I liked a lot of it. But now those same things are being exploited by highly intelligent people on the other side in a way that could badly damage his party. You don't want to keep, like, basically, if the boxing match is over, this is a good analogy. If the boxing match is over, whether or not you think the ref was jobbing you, you can't keep throwing punches. What that's going to do is make people think you're a crooked palooka fighter.
Sure.
And this is what we're seeing. Trump now needs to help the guy who's one step down on the next card get a win.
Yeah. Well, you know, the judge can take points away. I used to get a little bit of that myself. Used to get in, but you know, the judge shows you how stupid I really am. But and I wasn't any good. But the judge can take points away. And right now, I mean, Donald Trump's my guy. But here's my fear: I think that he's going to pull a government and exile routine. That he's going to. You're saying, yeah. I mean, this is so much. I'm going to appreciate you being with us. He's going to do a mic drop. And he's going to become the Lubin Poles or the Romanovs or something, and they're going to claim legitimate the Bourbons. They're going to be they're going to be a government in exile. And Hillary Hillary jobbed him. They did that. I'm the real. But do you see them pulling a government in exile?
Well, first of all, I do think Trump and even the Clintons in their way are fairly patriotic American. I mean, what government in exile means is you do a lot of damage to the legitimacy of the government.
That's
and
right.
I, of course, I oppose that. Trump's not going to, you know, call wherever he goes to live the Eastern White House and, oh, God, will he? But no, I mean, he's not going to have the Russians or the Filipinos if you visit him there. I don't see that as likely to occur. What I do see as very likely to occur is that Trump eventually works with the Biden transition team. I mean, we're dealing with COVID and both men are not terrible leaders. Eventually he does all that, but he presents himself, excuse me, to the end as having had the election stolen from him. He continues holding rallies. If you look at the scheduling on Eventbrite, for example, there are Trump rallies planned for several months to come. I don't think that's going to stop. He buys probably Newsmax or something like that and presents that as the TV channel of people who know the truth about election theft and just does a lot of damage to the American constitutional process. Now, again, so I really think three things here. There's a fair amount of voter fraud, most conservative political scientists would say. The problem is that it is not traceable, really. You're talking about, for example, union slate voting. And I think given your background, you know how that occurs.
Sure.
You know, nobody's on vacation that day.
No.
That's failing to check voter for illegal immigrants. That's supposed to be a three-stage process. We know in many states it's a one-stage process. So, sure, if you had a team of political scientists go through the ballots for 6 months, every time that happens after an election, you throw away 100,000, it does advantage Republicans. By that point, it doesn't mean anything. But two, and by the way, the GOP cheats too in the upland highlands where I live. But two, none of that stuff is provable, and it's kind of par for the course. This is very important, that there's a tiny amount of political cheating that comes into play if you win by 0.1%. Everyone has to prepare to deal with that. Believe me, Trump did, Biden did. So then you get into three, which is that Trump's not saying we're going to tighten up the rules to stop one. People who identified as part of his team were saying crap like the Germans were counting votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that made the whole thing sound crazy. Allowing that out on the public stage under your brand, that was bizarre. I started taking notes, too, when I heard that. So now they're trying to rein that in. They're trying to pull that back. I'll say, unfortunately, very few judges are going to listen to the legitimate claims that might change 10 or 15,000 votes, might even prompt a new election in the context of this. I mean, this is probably time to start focusing on Georgia.
I mean, absolutely. It's you know, if you're in the corner, you know, the corner can throw the towel over the top rope and the ref stops the fight. I don't know. I mean, I legitimately don't know the end game. Donald Trump has, you know, gone dark. He is, I mean, this whole fiasco with Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood is nothing more than that. Yet they continue to say that they have it. Well, you know, and then I love the press statements and ridiculous things that are sent by callers. Oh, she's on her own. Look, you know, if she had the goods, she'd be on Fox News this morning. If she had the goods, she'd be in the Oval Office standing next to the boss and showing the goods. And the stuff that she said was so nuts that even they said, no, we can't do this.
Yeah, there's a term. I was reading that great book, The Prince, by Machiavelli. My students a lesson. And there's a term that they use at one point. The goal was an alarming mass of unconfirmed rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so, first, you have a mostly conservative base. I think a fairly well-regarded conservative political scientist. No one here hates the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. But it's very important that people start to understand there's probably not some 4D chess move that's coming here. You don't have to necessarily think Trump screwed up, although he did. I mean, obviously, Powell is the person directly responsible for some of this. But it's absolutely correct. Like, Tucker Carlson has been pretty good on this.
You bet he has.
I'm a Republican. But I'm also a pretty well-known journalist. I'm the guy from Crossfire. And this is true, by the way. As much as people try to paint them as idiots, the hosts on Fox are pretty solid. I offered Sidney Powell, it was either 3 days or a week, of this show to come on and make her case.
Yes, she did. She told me
to stop calling her.
Yep.
Like, if you are aware of something that could knock the other political party out of the water for 20 years,
You'd be there.
You don't hold it back for some weird Magic Johnson behind the back, both eyes closed kind of deal. You just go to the best host on your side and drop that bomb.
Bam.
I don't see a bomb coming.
Lieutenant Governor of Texas has put up $1 million. Show me the evidence. Nobody's taken him.
Boom, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's put up $1 million, said, bring me the evidence. No, she doesn't have it. And if, you know, what's a great line? If you had it, you'd see it. If you had it, we'd see it. And this idea they're laying in the weeds, look, the clock's ticking. And Georgia, by the way, certified. This is a slap in Lynn Wood's face. The Georgia Secretary of State certified the election for Joe Biden. Now, if they keep mucking around in Georgia and attacking the governor, the one thing, and I don't know if this is scorched earth or not, but they're going to need those seats. They're going to need, and here in Colorado, which has been, they're driving right by it, that this insanity of the stupid Republican Party in Colorado, and I mean low-down, stupid, ridiculous, fall-on-your-face, dumb, and they let this seat get away, that's a seat they're going to need. So wrap it up. Our guest, I love him, Winfield Riley's with us. Does Donald Trump come to terms, or does he – there are people that predict he won't even show up at the inaugural. You know, you've seen some of that. What do you think?
I think here I will say Donald Trump has to come to terms. I mean, this show has a pretty broad audience, and I think more people are starting to say this. It's important that people on the president theme here. At some point, you have to come to terms. Even if there is a perception that some votes are stolen every year by both sides. If the match is over, you can't keep punching. So, I mean, in terms of some of this stuff, like whether or not you like the civilian side guys on Biden's team, you have to work with the incoming military personnel. What's Al-Qaeda up to? What's ISIS up to? Healthcare, what's COVID? What are the COVID projections? I mean, you don't necessarily have to back some critical race theory initiative that's being supported, but briefing the incoming generals is necessary. So I don't see how, if there were military officers or, you know, the heads of companies like Halliburton calling his office and asking, you know, we enjoyed working with your team, what are we doing with the new team? I don't think that he can just stay silent. I don't think he will, but we'll see. If he does, by the way, and I don't think this is more than 20% likely, but that's one of the greater acts of malfeasance in recent American history. It's not a reaction to a stolen election. We've had multiple stolen elections. Kennedy benefited from
one. There's one. That's the big one. That's the big
one. You say Bush v. Gore. Although, I mean, a lot of people are happy with the way that ended up. But the two guys still have to work together because the presidency is more important than whether you won it.
I don't know anymore. I really don't. This country's so divided, and you know true believers versus knowledge, and the true believers are going to lie down in front of the train and say, no, Donald Trump won. And as a Trump supporter, and I loved what he did, he got beat. And now what? Now what, Professor? Now what?
Well, I think what's going to happen. So at this point, this is why this is so damaging. I mean, at this point, if Trump were to say, we really need to do something about this urban voter fraud, then I know played a 2% role, not even being dishonest. But then let's move on. President Biden won the popular vote. I mean, then everything just goes back to normal.
Absolutely. But. Happy Thanksgiving. You have made this year wonderful for us. We'll speak again. I think we're scheduled in 10 show days and come back on. We'll see where we are then. But, hey, Professor, thank you for being such a significant part. And the show has done well this year, and I'm really proud of everything that's happened here. And it's been an interesting 8 weeks. Someday we got to meet. I mean, I think the world of you. So the best to you and the family and everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, sir. We'll talk in about 8 or 9 show days. Take care of yourself.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
You too.
All right. We go back to open lines, 303-696-1971. And then we have a historian on. We'll talk about who shot John Kennedy. 57th anniversary. My heavens. 303-696-1971. Homeowners who have not taken advantage of the low interest rates are overpaying their mortgage. I don't know. You know, who knows what's going to happen with the Federal Reserve? Who knows what's going to happen to the prime rate? You lock it in today. Call our friends at American Financing. Take advantage of this free, no obligation mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront hidden fees. It's a no-brainer. It's a quick. It's easy. Add hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars back on your monthly budget. Truly, they did it for me. And if it's me, then you know how easy it is. You don't have to start your term over again. Call them at 303-695-7000. Lock the rate in today, and then you're going to be good to go. It takes a while to get it done, but the rate gets locked in. 303-695-7000. Don't wait. You can apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
A Monday morning, November 23rd. It was 57 years ago yesterday, the murder of Jack Kennedy, which is really does kick off so much in conspiracy. And as somebody that believes that was not Lee Harvey Oswald alone, we got a historian coming up by the name of Lou Paper. Wednesday is the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Today it's going to be 61. Then it drops. We get snow tomorrow morning, 39 degrees and 53 on Wednesday. Let's go to Jack in Wyoming. Jack, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Lamont.
Hey.
Hey, I've got one observation, and I'm not offering a conclusion from it. I'm just throwing it out there because you can conclude it any one of a number of ways, and I'm not going to throw my hat on any one of them. But Sidney Powell, I thought, was kind of curious when she stated that system with that voting machine, that it had automatically thrown 35,000 votes to every Democrat all the way up and down the ticket in all the various different. Well, to make a statement like that and to have the Democrats lose 14 seats in the House of Representatives, do you find that a little curious?
Of course, look, she's overstepped it. She's oversold it. She can't. Her stuff was so nuts. This isn't me, Pete Boyle, saying it, or a bunch of creepy Democrats. These theories have proven too much even for the Trump team. And according to reports, people that do talk to the press, they say, look, the legal campaign to overturn the election results, it descended into a farce last week with her and with Lynn Wood.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't back you can't back their play.
No, but they have to focus on one item that they can prove and that they can win with. But let me just throw this second thing in. I don't believe any of the Supreme Court justices, and this is just my opinion studying courts for many years, I don't think any of them want a Biden presidency.
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
I think if Trump can get anything in front of them, they will favor him.
If you go
and
back,
I think the one thing they want less than a Biden presidency is they don't want a Harris presidency.
Well, but that's
and I
what,
believe
that's
going to be a factor.
Well, that's what we're going to get. But if you go back and read when it was Al Gore and W. and it's too bad Al Gore didn't win because it would have saved a lot of people's lives. But I hope it would have saved their lives. I don't know. I'm reading a book right now, To Take Us Into War. And it's brand new on the market. It's so damning of the Bush-Cheney people. I mean, there's a great line in the book where some guy says, George Bush thought the Gulf states were Alabama and Mississippi, which is really a funny throwaway line. But, I mean, what Rumsfeld did, what they did, what Card did, what Wolfowitz did, I mean, they're horrible. They find the woman. The woman shows up and says, she said, I was Saddam's mistress. She's a Greek woman. And she said,
oh, I remember that.
She said, yeah, Leprios, I think is her name. Please. And she said, I was with Uday, the son, the oldest of the two boys of Saddam. And there was this big, tall, mystical figure with a beard. And Uday told me that's Osama bin Laden. He was in the palace. Cheney believed it. And they're over there telling him, Cheney, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. She's a known liar. Dick Cheney took it to Bush. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that just makes you throw up. But anyhow.
I believe the Supremes are going to favor Trump if they give him they give him something
remember,
that they can work with. I believe they'll go that way.
There are plenty of people that I read that believe the court threw it for Poppy's kid. And by the way, both of them were brief. Remember, they're still a sitting president. It's Bill Clinton. And they're briefing them both. I don't know, Jackie. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. We go to Tom. Hey, Tom, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, Bubba.
I'm going to stay away from the controversy. I'm done. But
you're in Vegas. You're like showing your hands to the camera.
Well, I don't think we'll ever get another fair election again. I think a lot, or at least some of what Sidney Powell alleged probably happened.
Okay.
You know, as I was, they threw, but that's not why I called.
All right.
This is a JFK thing. You know as well as I do that JFK virtually went to war with CIA, correct?
Oh, he was after pigs, after the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, that's not disputed. What he did was he issued a National Security Action Memorandum, in fact, three of them, and you can look these up, 55, 56, and 57. And what that did is it returned covert ops to the military. It virtually denuded CIA. And
they continued with organized crime and Mongoose and all of those.
It continued, but he attempted with these three action memorandum to put the CIA back to their original charter of simply collecting
intelligence.
Right.
If I could stop you a minute. Remember, Jack Kennedy backs down on pigs, which I think sets the course for his murder. They're moving. He knows they're going to do it. And it was a Richard Nixon plan, actually. And Alan Dulles, John Foster Dulles' brother, and a lot of those guys. And it was the invasion of Cuba. And they knew it was coming. And Jack Kennedy backed off the they were going to use the Truman Corollary, the Monroe Doctrine, and they're going to overthrow Castro. And Jack Kennedy, as his critics said, chickened out.
Here's where it gets weird, Pete. On November 18th, and I just found this out. It hasn't gotten any press whatsoever. On November 18th, Trump formalized Kennedy's three memorandum.
Wow.
And he elevated, and you can check this out, he elevated military covert operations to a secretary level in DOD. In other words,
look what the CIA did to create the war in the Gulf. I mean, look what the CIA did to create the war in Southeast Asia. The CIA
and what Trump has done is he's placed it at a secretary level, so it's on par with the other military forces. And I think this is an attempt, like I say, he's formalizing what JFK tried to do. A guy by the name of Ezra Cohen Watnick is the secretary of this thing.
Well,
and
we know Trump blunted the CIA after they knew what George Bush had done and what Cheney had done, how they used the CIA, and by the way, how the CIA used them. And it's like when they get Mohammed Atta, and they take him and they beat him. He can't give him an answer. They turn him over to the Egyptians. the Egyptians have him for 2 days. And he says, yeah, Saddam's in on it. You know, the Egyptians black op and beat this man to telling Dick Cheney what he wants to hear. I mean, this is the kind of crap that the CIA did. This was accepted by Bush and Cheney.
Yeah, Truman didn't want to the CIA. Eisenhower warned us against it.
Yeah.
And Kennedy tried to blunt it.
Yeah.
And look what happened to him. Now, what they saw, because they were at the choke point of information, that's the most powerful place you can be. Forget finances. If you're at the choke point of information, you got control. Yeah. And they became a government within
a
government.
Real quick, because of time, and I love your calls as all. Who shot Jack Kennedy? And why?
You mean there was probably a team. I'm sure there was a team. Who pulled the trigger or who organized?
You say either way.
Oh, well, I think Jack Kennedy probably formed a critical mass of people that wanted him dead, including the mafia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You name it, CIA, everybody. And, you know, once you do that, you're done. They got you.
I miss your calls, man. Now, Tom, listen.
I think
it begins. It begins at Pigs. It goes through Bobby Kennedy going after Jimmy Hoffa, going after organized crime, Carlos Marcello, deporting Charles Marcello, the Hollywood stuff. There's a wonderful book called Double Cross by the Giancanas. I met the Giancanas. I think they lay it out. Joe, the old man, and the ambassador, and his relationships with. I mean, it goes back. But at the bottom line is. I think. Well, and by the way, I believe the swamp is coming right back in the door January 20th.
Oh, hell yes.
But the swamp, China Joe and the swamp are going to be the president. But Jack Kennedy, I keep saying this, you know, because we've talked about when Jack Kennedy is murdered, from that moment to Richard Nixon's resignation is one period of American history that's despicable. Then after that, the only decent man to sit in that chair is Ronald Reagan. I think the rest of them are who they are. And now we come
to... I would put Trump in there.
I know, but it's not over. I mean, my point is, the only decent man, and frankly, with respect, Donald Trump's not a decent man, but he's good for this country. I think Reagan...
Power and responsibility changes.
Absolutely. Look, you can be the worst human being in the world and still be a good leader. It's been proven many times. But after...
And you have to have a tremendous ego.
Oh, please, but... The only time the country comes up for air is Reagan. And Reagan, the demise of the Soviet Union, all the things that happen, then you pass the torch, and Poppy gets his hands on it, and you get the first Gulf War, you get all the insanity that followed, and then you get the idiocy of the 8 years of the Clintons, and then you get the worst American president in my lifetime, George Bush.
Dang, Boyles, we've agreed on something.
I love you. I'll talk to you. We'll be together. Thanks. All right, it's true. The worst American president in my lifetime, George W. Bush. Our friends at Anderson's Vacuum have three stores to serve you in Aurora, 15261. It is holiday gift giving. Don't say, oh, there's nothing romantic about a new vacuum. Yes, there is. In Aurora, 15261 East Mississippi Avenue, in Highlands Ranch, 151 East Mineral Avenue, and in Inglewood, 3424 South Broadway. You want to check out the red tag sale. It goes on through the entire month of November, up to 50% off. 50% off selected vacs. It's Peter's pick of the month. It is so cool. Go get a new vac. The red tag sale, 50% off all service and repairs for your vacuum, excluding parts. They have the largest in-stock vacuum inventory in Denver. You want to do something really cool for your family, for you, for the missus, for the mister. All the major brands, Dyson, Beam, Hoover, Eureka, Oreck, and many more. And they work. My pick of the month, their November red tag, up to 50% off selected vacuums and repair. Three locations. Again, the website is andersonsvacuum.com, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N-S, vacuum.com. But truly, a new vac, you could be the man. Aurora, 15261 East Mississippi Avenue, Highlands Ranch, 151 East Mineral Avenue, Inglewood Store, 3424 South Broadway. Remember you run them over all those pine needles? A new vac. 6 days a week, they're there.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Monday, everyone, the 23rd of November, 710 KNUS. Beautiful day, 61 the high. Get some snow tomorrow. We'll go and see the man. Brian joins us from Alpine Planning. Hi, right, man. What we got? And good morning.
Hey, Pete. Good morning. We got green numbers all the way across the board. We got the Dow up 302 points, the NASDAQ's up 91, and the S&P's up 31. All of this is COVID-driven. The vaccine for the pandemic is currently running the market right now. It looks like investors are, you know, they've made up their mind. They're going to be optimistic versus being pessimistic about the future of COVID-19. Drug maker AstraZeneca, just heard before I came on, they have said its experimental COVID-19 drug has been highly effective in large-scale trials. So this is pushing both the U.S. and the international markets up. Now, when it comes to the markets, we got a short week this week. We got full days Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to be closed. Half day on Friday. So if you're going to get it in, let's get it in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And once again, I've been harping on it. Let's take a look at our current portfolio, get rid of the losers. Let's put some winners in there, and let's get ready for 2021.
See, there it is, 303-843-0918. Investing is a matter of trust. This is a good guy, Brian Gray, 303-843-0918. He's there. As we say, operators are standing by. Thanks, my boy. And listen, I don't know if we'll get a chance, but happy Thanksgiving, because I normally don't work with you until Friday again, and got Friday off. And having said that, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you and your family too, Pete.
Thanks, Bubba. Thanks a lot.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, on the other side, the murder, the hit, the whack of Jack Kennedy. Who shot John Kennedy? 57 years ago yesterday, 710 KNUS. We go to Janice on, I love your name, Janice on line 3. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Boyle. I have a couple of things to say, and I do have a question for you. Who do you think at this time is the kingmaker of the Democratic Party?
Wow, is that a great question. Woo, boy. I think it's a...
I have an idea, sir, and right. I'd like to give my idea
Soros?
To you. In 2016, I have not been political before 2016, and I started looking into Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton had two major donors. One was a couple from Telemundo, and the other was the man who must not be named by anyone.
George Soros.
The Nazi George Soros.
George, I said Soros
earlier. I believe that the Democratic Party is being run by George Soros and Bloomberg. And I'm sure you know that Bloomberg just moved here to Colorado. He has just bought a house here. I'm sure he wants to keep in touch with his good friend Hickenlooper.
I thought he bought an estate or something. I'd read that. But when you and I live in a house, he doesn't live in a house. He lives. You know, your question is really, really a great one. Who are the movers and shakers? It's like, who are the power brokers in Colorado? It's another great question. In the Republican Party, whoever they are, I got a good idea, and they're horrible. I think in the Democratic Party, there are segments. Hollywood, I think, is a segment, pro sports, multinational corporations, banks, academia, multimillionaires that want to have some say. People that, you know, they're masters of the universe. They're the, it's called managing the world is what it's called when you read about, you know, hidden organizations. You know, your question is great. I don't really have an answer. I think you're bouncing off of some of it. But
I know who it is. I think it's George Soros.
Okay.
And being a Nazi, I think that's where we're going to be headed, folks. Look at what's going to happen with Biden.
Careful with the Nazi stuff, because he collaborated, but he it's not his real name. I mean, his dad was one of these guys.
Of course not. His father was the one. He was a lawyer who got him fake papers. He was a Jew by birth, but his father got him fake papers so that he could go into a home. And the man said he was his godson, and he was the one that took the property and possessions of the Jews when they sent them to the death camps. That's who George Soros is.
But he's not.
He also had when he got out of Budapest, Hungary, he also went over and studied in London. And from I don't know all of the answers on this.
He attended.
But they said that he tried to take down the London stock market.
Well, what he did, he went to London School of Economics. They manipulated, and that's where he made his first fortune. He almost broke them, but he did it.
Do you think, sir, I know that you're saying that we all need proof of what has been going on with our election. I'm just a regular person. I just want to know that our elections are fair and free.
Well,
when I see, if you just let me finish, please, when I see that there's a thumb drive that shows up the Monday after the elections, when I see that there's a thumb drive that shows up the Tuesday after the election, when I see that that happens.
Hang on a minute. All these things.
Thank you,
no, please. Everybody wants to believe stuff. But I come back to, you know, when you see this or you see that, it's not evidence. It's not proof. And what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I'm saying to you, sir, is.
Don't say it to me.
That as a voter, when I see that these show up after the deadline, Election Day, and they start showing up, and there are three of them, what's to say that there's not four?
Well,
what's to say there's not ten?
And then again.
Where were these?
All right. These are beliefs. And belief is powerful, but knowledge is better. And you got to be able to walk in and you got to show it. And I know you want to believe it. And that's what that is. Talking about belief, we're going to talk about who shot John Kennedy. The 57th anniversary. It's unbelievable. Coming up, it's a good historian. His name is Lou Paper. And he wrote a book. I read it. 61 will be the high. Look, belief is belief. But you got to prove it. And that's why Sidney Powell got kicked loose. She went two over the moon. Hang on.